one of the films about high school culture, documentary about high school culture that got a lot of attention last summer was American Teen. And that was kind of, I guess, you know, a lot of some people felt it just didn't feel natural. It didn't feel like it was, like you were, there's something vaguely, you know, I'm not saying it was rehearsed or that it was scripted. I don't believe that. But I, at the same time, I believe that it was overly, it made you feel that there was something unnatural about it. It felt too clean and too precise. And one thing that is that stands out immediately about Front Runners, which for those listening and haven't read any reviews, that it's basically about this extremely intense election campaign. It feels very natural. You don't have an instant concern that this is in some way tricked up or overly condensed or made to, because it feels very, very true to true to this culture that we're seeing, which is really fascinating. And I believed every second of this thing. So.
Well, that's nice to hear. Caroline's main inspiration for the film were kind of verite films made by Pennebaker and Hedges, things like The War Room,
yeah.
Perfect Candidate. So the idea was to not have, you know, highly manipulated kind of like Laguna Beach or The Hills kind of documentary about teenagers, but to have a real verite film,
yeah.
Fly on the wall style.
Right.
Where the story told itself.
It starts out with a fascinating quote from a guy who worked for, it went on in my head. He worked for Clinton.
Dick Morris.
Who ran for president of the Stuyvesant Student Union.
He was the campaign manager of Jerry Nadler, who's now he's a congressperson from New York City.
That's funny.
He ran his campaign
in
the mid-60s at Stuyvesant. And his quote at the beginning of the film is, it was the hardest race I ever fought. And he actually came to the film forum last weekend to do just an introduction to the film, and it was, you know, incredibly illuminating, the things that he had to say, the political tactics that, you know, Hannah could have taken or what
right.
George could have done.
Right.
It was really fascinating hearing, you know, an expert in the field kind of lending their suggestions.
Right. Of course, it's I'm not going to give away the winner. That would take away the fun of it. But it is makes you think of it felt as good and as rich a film in terms of its observational minutiae as Election. I really like that. I'm a huge fan of the Alexander Payne movie. But
yeah.
it felt like a real life compliment in a certain way. Of course, lacking a real Tracy Flick character, but it's. But it was really good. I mean, I just thought it was, this is a world that I really related to and liked right away.
Well, I think something it has in common with Election, I think also, is just that life is funny. You know, if you just let life unfold, there are naturally kind of humorous themes that come out of it or humorous details and things like
right.
that. I mean, we loved the T-shirts that all the kids wore. There's one shot of the school newspaper where someone's wearing a T-shirt that says, mm-hmm. good grammar costs nothing or something, and there's another T-shirt that says it's not who you know, it's whom. We just, every little detail we kind of, loved.
Yeah.
So.
I lived in New York for a few years, go there all the time, and I was too lazy last night or yesterday to Google the school. It's somewhere on the Upper East Side or is it somewhere on the East Side?
No, it's actually, it used to be right near Stuyvesant Town, which is just off of Union Square, like 14th and 1st, and it was originally an all-boys school, but now it's in Battery Park City. It's on Chambers Street and, like, the West Side Highway. They have, like, a beautiful 10-story building
I was trying to figure out what the highway was. It's it looked like East Side Drive there for a second, but
No, it's the West Side Highway. It's
okay.
It's southern of Manhattan.
Wasn't that road closed after 9/11 for a long time?
Yeah, actually, Stuyvesant became the headquarters for the police and fire, just for emergency
right.
crews and things during September 11th. They evacuated the building and they were very careful about making sure all the kids were okay.
Yeah. So it's within, yeah. It's easily within the region of the original towers then.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, just blocks away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and actually, it's interesting how all documentaries, it seems, always need a good year and a half to put together. Now, this happened in 06, this election.
Yes. Yeah, we filmed in May and June of 06 and edited for a little while, took a little bit of a break, and then eventually got into South by Southwest, which is where our world premiere was in this spring.
Right.
And the timing kind of worked out perfectly in the end with the election coming up, and it's been interesting watching the film.
Now, you were in South by Southwest. Did I miss it? Was it at Toronto? Did I miss it there?
No, it wasn't there. No.
Why didn't they let you in? This should have been there, shouldn't it? No?
No. Well, who knows? you know, we were very happy to have our world premiere at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
That was
kind
of a perfect audience for us.
Yeah.
They were very receptive to it, so that was good.
Well, it just struck me as the sort of thing that should have been... you know, it would have been a nice launch. I don't understand why. It's a very, very good film.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you submit it to Tribeca? I mean, to Telluride and to New York Film Festival? Why not New York Film Festival?
Well, it's right around the time. I mean, that kind of coincided with the time of, like, our film forum opening and things like that.
But didn't it just open on the 15th?
Yeah. Yeah, it just opened on the 15th. Film forum and was actually extended a week, so now it's flying through the 28th.
Okay.
And then it opens in 6 cities today.
Okay. Including Boston.
Yes.
Right. Where is it going to open in Boston? Is it the Brattle Square or the?
Yeah, Brattle.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And then most of the other theaters are Landmark Cinemas in LA, San Francisco, Berkeley, Philadelphia, and Denver Stars Cinema.
That's good. And next week, or when it comes out here to the new art, it'll be in San Francisco and other places. Is that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. San Francisco, Berkeley, and Denver on the West Coast.
Right.
And then just for now, Boston and Philadelphia on the East Coast.
Okay. So have you? You know, it's funny. I've only just recently started to pay attention to oscilloscope. That's a, and they have like one other film out right now. I can't remember what it is, but they are.
Flow, maybe?
Flow. Okay. They're based in New York?
They've been great to work with. I mean, we really like their, I guess it's tooting our own horn saying that we really like their taste in films.
Right.
But Adam Yauch, you know, directed Gone In for that number one spot, which was their first film that came out in June, and then Flow just came out, I think, in August.
Mm-hmm.
So the first few were their third release. The first few have been documentaries, but Wendy and Lucy is coming up, which is Michelle Williams' film.
That's what I was talking about, Wendy and Lucy, which which I did see in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that looks great too. So
what are how many people run? Let me see. Is it four or five who are running simultaneously in the film for the president of the student union? It's basically vice president and president. Four people.
Right. Four tickets, and they run as a ticket, so it's a vice president and president running together.
Yeah.
And the presidents are rising seniors, the vice presidents are rising juniors.
Yeah. I presume you had a screening at Stuyvesant of the film?
We were in the New Yorker Festival in early October, and so there was a special screening at the school then where we gave some free tickets out to some of the students.
Okay.
We are actually hoping to, you know, sometime after all of the theatrical screenings happen, to have a, you know, a screening at the school for all the students. Mm. But unfortunately, a lot of the students who are in the film have already graduated and are, you know, have gone off to other places, so we're trying to... you know, reconnect with all of them. And the DVD is going to be coming out in January on Inauguration Day, so that's a very...
What's going to be coming out? I'm sorry?
Excuse me?
What is coming out on Inauguration Day?
The DVD.
Oh, the DVD, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. The people that get into... It's very, very hard to get into Stuyvesant High School. That's in part... or largely because I presume that the acceptance rate in the elite Ivy League colleges, universities, is high if you are at Stuyvesant. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think out of each class, class has about 800 students in it, and about 200 of them go to Ivy League schools. But I know, actually, part of what Dick Morris spoke about in his introduction the other day was, I think Jerry Nadler, the platform that he ran on, was abolishing school ranking at Stuyvesant, because the idea is, even if you're number 500 at Stuyvesant in your class, you're really number, you know, two in many other schools, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the students are just so brilliant and accomplished and doing so many things in addition to their studies.
And the requirement of is that only that you live in one of the five boroughs of Manhattan?
Yes.
Or of New York, I mean?
Yes, one of the five boroughs.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 25,000 people take the test, and I think 3% get in or something. You know, in the end, 800 kids get in, or accepted as freshmen.
Yeah. The it was shot on, I presume, HD, right?
No, we shot on the Panasonic DVX-100B, so it was just standard def.
Oh, okay. Very nice looking, very clean.
Been very happy how it, you know, at the film forum it looked great.
So that means it was rendered then in a like a 1:3:7:1 aspect ratio, kind of a boxier, more of a standard television aspect ratio, right? No,
I think actually it's more, you know, in the film forum, but maybe because of their screen, it has been looking boxier. I thought that was actually just what the film forum looked like, but it is supposed to be 16:9.
Right. So what do you think, rather than me blabbing around, what do you think it says about the culture, about the ambition that the various kids say? Because really it's not that, it's the initial point that is raised in the film, that the president and the vice president of the Stuyvesant Student Union, do they have any real power? Do they actually do anything? Isn't it mainly a ceremonial? So it's really kind of a pop, in a way, a kind of a vote for me because I have qualities that ought to be endorsed by you guys.
Right.
Regardless of what I'm going to do or whether I have any power, I want you to vote for me. It's basically what it's about.
Well, that's what's part of so interesting, you know, that's so interesting about the film and about the students running for office in it. It's just that they take it so seriously. And part of what's interesting, I think, about the film is just, you know, watching them on this, you know, journey, you know, following this thing that they believe in so much, and kind of what is it that they believe in so much?
Yeah.
Or what is the real end goal, I guess, that they get?
Okay.
So, and then obviously, you know, all the comparisons to national politics are very interesting. Things like race and gender and, you know, finance and things like that.
I presume that Dick Morris, back in 1964, knew where his life was going, knew what he wanted to do.
Yeah, you know, we asked him that question over the weekend, and he said that it was just something, he just kind of fell into it, and as soon as he started getting involved in politics and debating, it was just something that he knew he wanted to do and kind of couldn't, you know, never diverted.
Yeah.
And actually, this group of people that he was working with in politics at Stuyvesant, he was in the debate team, and he became the campaign manager for a bunch of people there who have gone on to become politicians. And they actually, I think for a while, a lot of them were kind of their constituency, you know, they were based on the west side of Manhattan. So it's interesting how they've all kind of gone on to more national political things out of Stuyvesant.
Do you think, are any of the people in the film, did they express any interest in being, you know, in the game full-time, being serious political operators?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Actually, Hannah, she's now at St. Andrews University in Scotland, and she is actually interested in going into politics, last I heard, so I thought that was kind of interesting. George is kind of more interested in social issues and sociology and things like that, and he's now in the African drumming team at Harvard. So, and Mike is interested in acting, and Alex was talking about going into finance.
Well, it's a very, very. I just want to reiterate. I just think it's a very, very assured and believable film. You really feel like you're. I have two sons. 19 and 20, exactly, almost exactly that age. I mean, my younger son, actually.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember, I realized most of them were born in 89, right?
Oh, wow.
So I think I'm speaking with some authority, but that I know the attitude, the mindset, the culture of what I guess one would call Gen Y Gen D. What do you call it? What do you call their generation?
Yeah, I don't even know. But yeah, I mean it was so much fun just kind of hanging around with them all day long. I mean they're so idealistic and you know the world is their oyster. I mean they have all these possibilities ahead of them. So it was just kind of nice to be part of that culture for a while.
You think that the Stuyvesant kids, because they're the elite, the 3% that got in, they are idealistic, or did you get a sense that? Because I don't get idealism from that generation at all. Are you saying?
Oh, really? I think it probably is, something unique to Stuyvesant. I mean, even in the budget meeting, the student union budget meeting, there's a big check behind Mike's head, and it's like a $10,000 check from some science foundation or something. I mean, they're always. Students are so brilliant and excelling at so many different things, whether it's like robotics class or whatever it is. They're constantly winning awards for their academics and also, for sports, believe it or not, and debating and other activities and things.
Yeah.
So maybe there is just a sense of kind of we can do anything because we are Stuyvesant, students. So, and they also, see who their alumni are and what they're doing, and there are so many impressive alumni, Nobel Prize winners and politicians and actors and so on and so forth.
Is there any, usually when you have a congregation of young, really bright people, you're going to find people that are not, following the herd. So there must have been at least two or three kind of, old school conservative types, guys who just don't, or women who don't believe. Don't go along with the general, younger person follows a liberal philosophy attitude. Did you meet any? Get to know anybody?
Maybe. More conservative. We have the scene of the students debating Bush and Iraq, and the one of the students says, I'm the only person in the school who likes President Bush, and he actually may be, because I mean it is a very, just being in New York City, it is a very liberal place, and that's definitely the kind of the pervading.
Yeah.
Culture, I think.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Mm. So you're gonna make a are you on your next doc? Are you gonna be cranking them out on a regular basis? What's your plan? What's the next move?
We hope so. I mean, Caroline and I would love to work together again. Jane Rizzo, our editor, was fantastic, and we would love to work with her too. We're just kind of developing a few projects now and figuring out what we will do next.
Yeah.
So.
Well, anyway, very, very, very hearty. Congrats! Excellent film, and I will try and get this up later today because I think
thank you so much.
As many people should see it. It's really quite quite a standout. Did you, by the way, qualify yourself for Best Feature Doc by opening it at the Doc Fest or anything like that?
Because we were scheduled to open at the Film Forum in October, I think we missed our New York deadline. And so we had to forego applying this year, unfortunately.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, anyway, enjoy Boston. Very nice speaking with you.